अरविंद की जय, नामाचार्य श्रील हरिदास ठाकुर की जय, ब्रिंज कहो श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर शिवाशादि गौर भक्तविंद की जय, श्री श्री राधा कृष्ण गो गोपीनाथ श्याम कुंड राधा कुंड गिरिधन की जय, वृंदावन धाम की जय, जगन्नाथपुरी की जय, गंगा माई की जय, यमुना माई की जय, नवोदित भक्तविंद की जय, ऑल ग्लोरियस टू गॉड, ऑल ग्लोरियस टू गॉड, ऑल ग्लोरियस टू गॉड।
Trinadapi sunichena tarariva sahishnina amanina manadena kirtaniya sadahari. Harinam harinam hariname vakibalam kalo nastyeva 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 gatir anyata. Jaya Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda, Sri Advaita Gadadhar, Srivasadi Gaur Bhakta Vrinda. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Chapter 85. Spiritual instruction for a Vasudeva and the return of the six dead sons of Devaki by Lord Krishna. It is a Vedic custom that the junior members of the family should offer respects to the elders every morning. The children or disciples especially should offer their respects to their parents or spiritual master in the morning. In pursuance of this Vedic principle, Lord Krishna and Balaram used to offer their obeisances to their parents, Vasudeva and Devaki. One day, after having returned from the sacrificial performances at Kurukshetra, when Lord Krishna and Balaram went to offer their respects to Vasudeva, Vasudeva took the opportunity to appreciate the exalted position of his two sons. Vasudeva had the opportunity to understand the position of Krishna and Balaram from the great sages who had assembled in the arena of the sacrifice. Not only did he hear from the sages, but on many occasions he actually experienced that Krishna and Balaram were not ordinary human beings, but were very extraordinary. Thus, he believed the words of the sages that his sons, Krishna and Balarama, were the Supreme Personality of Godhead. With firm faith in his sons, he addressed them thus: My dear Krishna, you are the Sachid Ananda Vigraha. Your form is eternal, full of bliss and knowledge. You are the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And my dear Balarama, you are Sankarsana, the master of all mystic powers. Therefore, I have now understood that you are eternal. Both of you are transcendental to this material manifestation and to its cause, the Supreme Person, Mahavishnu. You are the original controller of all. You are the resting place of this cosmic manifestation. You are its creator, and you are also its creative ingredients. You are the master of this cosmic manifestation. And actually, this manifestation is created for your pastimes only. The different material phases that are manifest from the beginning to the end of the cosmos, under different formulas of time, are also yourself, because you are both the cause and effect of this manifestation. The two features of this material world, namely the predominator and the predominated, are also you, and you are the supreme transcendental controller who stands above them. Therefore, you are beyond the perception of our senses. You are the supreme soul, unborn and unchanging. You are not affected by the six kinds of transformations which occur in the material body. The wonderful varieties of this material world are also created by you, and you have entered as the Supersoul into all of them, down to the atom. You are the vital force of all these manifestations, and you are also their supreme cognition. As such, you are the maintainer of everything. The vital force, the life principle in everything, and the creative force derived from it are not acting independently, but are dependent upon you, the supreme person behind these forces. Without your will, they cannot work. Material energy has no cognizance. It cannot act independently without being agitated by you, because the material nature is dependent upon you. The living entities can only attempt to act, but without your sanction and will, they cannot perform anything or achieve the results they desire. The original energy is only an emanation from you. My dear Lord, the shining of the moon, the heat of fire, the rays of the sun, the glittering of the stars, and the electric lighting, which are all manifested as very powerful, as well as the gravity of the mountains and the energy and fragrance of the earth, all are different manifestations of you. The pure taste of water, the water itself, and the vital force which maintains all life are also features of your lordship. My dear Lord, although the forces of the senses, the mental power of thinking, willing, and feeling, and the strength, movement, and growth of the body appear to be performed by different movements of the airs within the body, they are all ultimately manifestations of your energy. The vast expanse of outer space rests in you. The vibration of the sky, its thunder, the supreme sound, Omkar, and the arrangements of different words to distinguish one thing from another are all symbolic representations of you. The senses, the controllers of the senses, namely the demigods, and the acquisition of knowledge, which is the purpose of the senses, as well as the subject matter of knowledge, all are you. The resolution of intelligence and the sharp memory of the living entity are also you. You are the egoistic principle of ignorance, which is the cause of this material world. The egoistic principle of passion, which is the cause of the senses, and the egoistic principle of goodness, which is the origin of the different controlling deities of this material world. The illusory energy, or Maya, which is the cause of the conditioned soul's perpetual transmigration from one form to another, is you. My dear Supreme Personality of Godhead, you are the original cause of all causes, exactly as the earth is the original cause of different kinds of trees, plants, and similar varieties of manifestation. As the earth is present in everything, so you are present throughout this material manifestation as the Supersoul. You are the supreme cause of all causes, the eternal principle. Everything, in fact, is a manifestation of your one energy. The three qualities of material nature, sattva, rajas, tamas, and the result of their interaction are linked up with you by your agency of Yogamaya. They are supposed to be independent, but actually, the total material energy rests upon you, you who are the Supersoul. Since you are the supreme cause of everything, the interactions of the material manifestation, such as birth, growth, existence, transformation, deterioration, annihilation, all are absent in you. Your supreme energy, Yogamaya, is acting in variegated manifestations. But because Yogamaya is your energy, you are therefore present in everything. In the Bhagavad Gita, this fact is very nicely explained in the 9th chapter, wherein the Lord says, "In my impersonal form, I am spread all over the material energy. Everything is resting in me, but I am not there." This very statement is also given by Vasudeva. To say that the Lord is not present everywhere means that He is aloof from everything, although His energy is acting everywhere. This can be understood by a crude example. In a big establishment, the energy or the organization of the supreme boss is working in every nook and corner of the business. But that does not mean that the original proprietor is present there. Although in every department, the presence of the proprietor is felt by the workers, The physical presence of the proprietor in every department is a formality only. Actually, his energy is working everywhere. Similarly, the omnipresence of the Supreme Personality of Godhead is felt in the action of his energies. Therefore, the philosophy of inconceivable, simultaneous oneness with and difference from the Supreme Lord is confirmed everywhere. The Lord is one, but his energies are diverse. Vasudev then said, "This material world is like a great flowing river, and its waves are the three material modes of nature, goodness, passion, and ignorance. This material body, as well as the senses, the faculties of thinking, feeling, and willing, and the stages of distress, happiness, attachment, and lust, all are different products of these three qualities of nature. The foolish person who cannot realize your transcendental identity above all these material reactions continues in the entanglement of fruitive activity and is subjected to the continuous process of birth and death without a chance of being freed." This is confirmed in a different way by Lord Krishna in the fourth chapter of Bhagavad Gita. There it is said that anyone who knows the appearance and activities of the Supreme Lord Krishna is freed from the clutches of material nature and goes back home, back to Godhead. Janma karma chame divyam evam yoveti tatvataha tyaktva dehang punar janma naiti mameti sorjana. Therefore, Krishna's transcendental name, form, activities, and qualities are not products of this material nature. Vasudev continued, "My dear Lord, despite all these defects of the conditioned soul, if someone, somehow or other, comes in contact with devotional service, he achieves the civilized human form of body with developed consciousness and thereby becomes capable of executing further progress in devotional service. And yet, illusioned by the external energy, people generally do not utilize this advantage of the human form of life. Thus they miss the chance of eternal freedom and unnecessarily spoil the progress they have made after thousands of births." In the bodily concept of life, due to false egotism, one is attached to the offspring of the body, and thus everyone in conditioned life is entrapped by false relationships and false affection. The whole world is moving under this false impression and suffering material bondage. I know that neither of you is my son. Both of you are the original chief and progenitor, the personality of Godhead, the Purusha, with Pradhan. But you have appeared on the surface of this globe to minimize the burden of the world by killing the Kshatriya kings who are unnecessarily increasing their military strength. You have already informed me about this in the past. My dear Lord, you are the shelter of the surrendered souls, the supreme well-wisher of the meek and humble. I am therefore taking shelter of your lotus feet, which alone can give one liberation from the entanglement of material existence. For a long time, I have simply considered this body to be myself. And although you are the Supreme Personality of Godhead, I have considered you my son. My dear Lord, at the very moment when you first appeared in Kamsa's prison house, you informed me that you were the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and that you had descended for the protection of the principles of religion, as well as for the destruction of the unfaithful. Although unborn, you descend in every millennium to execute your mission. My dear Lord, as in the sky, there are many forms appearing and disappearing. You also appear in many eternal forms and then disappear. Who, therefore, can understand your pastimes or the mystery of your appearance and disappearance? Our only business should be to glorify your supreme greatness. When Vasudev was thus addressing his divine sons in that way, Lord Krishna and Balarama were smiling. And because they were very affectionate to their devotees, they accepted all the appreciation of Vasudeva with a kindly, smiling attitude. Lord Krishna then confirmed all of Vasudev's statements as follows. My dear father, whatever you may say, we are, after all, your sons. What you have said about us is certainly a highly philosophical understanding of spiritual knowledge. I accept it in toto, without exception. Vasudeva was in the complete perfection of life in considering Lord Krishna and Balarama to be his sons. But because the sages assembled in the place of pilgrimage at Kurukshetra had spoken about the Lord as the supreme cause of everything, Vasudeva simply repeated it out of his love for Krishna and Balaram. Lord Krishna did not wish to detract from his relationship with Vasudeva as father and son. Therefore, in the very beginning of his reply, he accepted the fact that he is the eternal son of Vasudev, and that Vasudev is the eternal father of Krishna. After this, Lord Krishna informed his father of the spiritual identity of all living entities. Thus he said, "My dear father, everyone and everything, including me and my brother Balarama, as well as all the inhabitants of the city of Dwaraka and the whole cosmic manifestation are exactly as you have already explained. But all of us are also qualitatively one. Lord Krishna intended for Vasudeva to see everything with the vision of a Mahabhagavat, a first-class devotee, who sees that all living entities are part and parcel of the Supreme Lord, and that the Supreme Lord is situated in everyone's heart. In fact, every living entity has a spiritual identity, but in contact with material existence, one becomes influenced by the material modes of nature. One becomes covered by the concept of bodily life, forgetting that his or her spirit soul is of the same quality as the Supreme Personality of Godhead. One therefore mistakenly considers one individual to be different from another simply because of their material bodily coverings. Because of the differences between bodies, the spirit soul appears before us differently. Lord Krishna then gave a nice example in terms of the five material elements. The total material elements, sky, air, fire, water, and earth, are present in everything in the material world, whether in an earthen pot, or in a mountain, or in the trees, or in an earring. These five elements are present in everything in different proportions and quantities. For example, a mountain is a gigantic form of the combination of these five elements, and a small earthen pot is made of the same elements, but in a smaller quantity. Therefore, all material items, although in different shapes or different quantities, are the same ingredients. Similarly, the living entities, beginning from Lord Krishna and including millions of Vishnu forms, and also the living entities in different forms, from Lord Brahma down to the small ant, are all of the same spiritual quality. Some are great in quantity, and some are small. But qualitatively, they are of the same nature. It is therefore confirmed in the Upanishads that Krishna, or the Supreme Lord, is the chief among all living entities, and that he maintains them and supplies them with all necessities of life. Anyone who knows this philosophy is in perfect knowledge. The Vedic version, Tat Tvam Asi, thou art the same, means not that everyone is God, but that everyone is qualitatively of the same nature as God. The Vedic version, Tat Tvam Asi, thou art the same, means not that everyone is God. Rather, it means everyone is qualitatively of the same nature as God. After hearing Krishna speak the entire philosophy of spiritual life in an abbreviated summation, Vasudeva was exceedingly pleased with his son. Being thus elated, he could not speak, but remained silent.
realized it's not a game. Slay with the knife of God's holy name. You want to enjoy, but haven't you learned? Heaven can't be bought, it has to be earned. This world is just like a desert, not even one drop of water I can find. Although I try so very hard, I just can't achieve peace of mind. So just admit to yourself what you're doing ain't right. Surrender to Krishna. All of your might.